The Generation W Women's Leadership Conference just wrapped up at UNF on Friday.
That's right.
And you were a moderator of a panel there dealing with gender equity. And is this something, John, that you have thought much about before?
No, I haven't really given it a lot of thought. You know, I got to tell you, I learned a lot. And one of the major things I learned about the whole gender equity movement is people coming around to the belief that men have to lead this effort along with women.
Did you think of it more as that's just something that women need to worry about before?
To the extent I thought about it, I thought, yes, it was up to women to really push the issue. But that doesn't seem to work, according to, you know, the people who've really studied this issue for a variety of reasons. First of all, men do control the leadership positions. And if men aren't buying into the whole concept, it's not going to get all that far. Secondly, to expect women to really push this all the time is unfair because they tend to get the label as the feminist in the organization, and they can get easily marginalized that way so that the message doesn't really move past them.
Do you know what it takes for men and what men's role should be?
Well, because men are in control of a lot of businesses and organizations, it is incumbent upon them to take a role in sponsoring women, mentoring women, and also recognizing the value that women bring to any decision-making process.
Mm-hmm. So it's a benefit to the entire organization.
Yeah, there's a lot of studies that show that companies that have more women in leadership roles are significantly more profitable than companies exclusively run by men. Hmm. So, you know, it's more than just, gee, this is nice to do. You know, gosh, it's fair to do it this way. There really is a dollar and cent business case for having, you know, more women in leadership roles.
Did this experience change your idea of what a feminist looks like or what a feminist should be?
Yes, because a feminist should look like me, not just like you, not just like Jessica, but a feminist should also look like John. And I hadn't thought about it in that way before.
Well, thank you for sharing this experience with us, our business analyst, John Burr. Thanks for being here.
Great to be here.